plastics all melted, and so is the chrome. Who are the brain police?
Frank Zappa died this past weekend at the age of 52 after a long battle with prostate cancer. A statement from his family said composer Frank Zappa left for his final tour just before 6 p.m. Saturday. Zappa became a hippie hero in the 60s with his band The Mothers of Invention. His early records were the ultimate in anti-establishment rock. The music was loud and raucous. Most of the lyrics were too rude to be played on radio. As Zappa got older, he defined himself more and more as a composer. Jazz, contemporary classical, and avant-garde music had always been strong influences on his work. In recent years, his classical compositions were recorded by major orchestras and dance ensembles. I spoke with him in 1989. He talked about being a teenager in the 50s, growing up as rock and roll developed.
And in the early days, the people who were singing those songs about their girlfriends actually believed in them. These were kids singing about things that were part of their lifestyle, and these songs were consumed by other kids. So there was a certain realism to it that I think is kind of lacking in a lot of the product that's in the market today.
Well, yeah, it's the believed in it part that I really like. There's a lot of songs, even with really dumb lyrics, where the singer really believes in it and is pouring their heart into it, and it's like great stuff.
That was the essence of what rock and roll was all about. It had a credibility that How Much Is That Doggy in the Window didn't have. You see, there was other types of music that were available during that period of time.
But musically, I feel like that's something you've really deprived yourself of, because lyrically, like all the songs that you've done, and I don't mean your instrumental compositions, but the songs that you've done are almost all parodies where you're mocking conventions and never kind of pouring your heart out, you know? And I wonder why.
Well, first of all, there's no need for anyone to understand what lives in my heart, if in fact such an organ exists. Secondly, in contemporary terms, I think that it is a despicable thing to do, to earn your living by sharing your personal inner turmoil with somebody else for money. I don't like those kinds of singer-songwriter types who are always weeping about the tragedy in their life. I mean, why? Who needs it? Everybody else has got theirs.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be whining to sing a good ballad.
Well, yeah, but usually they are.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem.
Do you feel that there are any things that you have been musically held back from doing because of the lack of commercial potential in it, or do you feel that you've done what you've wanted to do no matter what?
Well, I continue to do what I like to do, but whether or not anybody ever hears it is a matter of access to airtime.
Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of things that you're doing at home now that you think most of us probably won't get to hear because it won't get recorded?
Oh, it'll get recorded, but whether or not you will ever find the record in a store or ever hear the record played on the air, that's the question. The material does exist.
Frank Zappa died Saturday at the age of 52. Our interview was recorded in 1989.